stop and take a look around. Right now, you are surrounded by the League of Trees, a team of superheroes. They're working hard to prevent and protect us all from climate change. Ontario is home to 85 billion trees. They live here along this trail, in our forests, in our cities, our towns, and even in your backyard. And every tree has its own superpower. So come and join us on this fun and educational interpretive walk. You won't believe your eyes or ears. Welcome to the League of Trees. Did you know? Trees help to prevent flooding by absorbing water through their roots. They also slow rainfall with their branches and leaves. Forests act like a sponge that holds and cleans water before slowly releasing it into our rivers, streams, and aquifers. When we protect and restore forests, we can slow the flow of runoff and reduce flooding. This is becoming even more important because of the greater number of extreme rainfall events we're now experiencing as a result of climate change. Trees are one of the unsung heroes of nature. Fear not, furry and feathered friends. As long as a tree is around, you'll always have a home. Trees offer amazing habitat to many species of animals in Ontario. Many birds use materials from trees to create their nests. Squirrels, opossums, raccoons, and other mammals will use hollowed trees for shelter. One animal that you probably won't see resting in trees is the eastern red bat, who likes to roost on the top of trees. Even sick or dead trees continue to provide habitat to many insect, spider, ant, and worm species that help in the decomposition process. Mammals, birds, amphibians, and reptiles will continue to live in trees once they've fallen over. It's clear that trees provide incredible homes to animals throughout their lives. Do you smell that? That's fresh, clean air that these incredible trees help to filter. Cleaning the air is one of their many superpowers. In fact, trees can remove 85 kilograms of air pollution in a lifetime. Trees do more than take in carbon dioxide from the air and produce oxygen. They actually help clean our air of pollutants and reduce smog. Trees have the amazing ability to trap pollutants in their leaves and bark, which helps clean the air that we breathe and keeps us healthy. The trees found in the GTA remove almost 4,000 tons of pollution from our atmosphere each year. As a tree matures and grows, it becomes better at cleaning the air. One large tree can filter out 15 times more air pollutants than one small tree. That's why it's not only important to plant more trees, but make sure we take care of them so they can reach full maturity. I'm coming for you, CO2. Trees can store more than 6,385 kilograms of carbon dioxide in their lifetime. In fact, the faster and longer trees grow, the more carbon they absorb and store. How do they do it? With photosynthesis. They absorb carbon from the air and break it down into carbon and oxygen. After that, they release oxygen back into the air and store carbon in their roots, trunk, and leaves. A tree's roots do more than just support them and give them nutrients. They absorb water and even give your feet a stable place to walk. Trees have a huge effect on preventing soil erosion. Their dense network of roots helps to keep the soil in place in the face of torrential rainstorms and powerful winds, which are major contributors to erosion. Trees also provide a much-needed leafy canopy that slows down heavy rains and protects the soil from baking in the sun and drying out. Not so fast, greenhouse gas! We all know that climate change is the League of Trees' biggest enemy, and greenhouse gases are one of the biggest contributors to a warming climate. But did you know that more than 30% of Ontario's carbon emissions come from transportation? One of the League of Trees' best climate change fighting sidekicks are electric vehicles, or EVs as they're more commonly known. In fact, an EV purchased today and powered with Ontario's clean electricity will generate about 95% fewer CO2 emissions over 8 years compared to a combustion vehicle. Plus, they're quiet and more fun to drive. With more EVs on our roads, trees can breathe a sigh of relief. We have a lot to be thankful for in Ontario, including sprawling forests, pristine lakes, and clean air, but we can never take this for granted. That's why it was a big deal for the environment when our friends at OPG stopped burning coal to make electricity. It immediately improved our air quality, and it was the single largest action to fight climate change in the world. But what else can be done to help keep our air clean? Over the years, OPG has helped to plant more than 7 million native trees and shrubs and has restored more than 175 hectares of wetlands and wildlife habitats. Now, the League of Trees needs everyone to do their part and to join the fight and to help protect Ontario's rich biodiversity, including protecting, enhancing, and restoring Ontario's forests and urban trees. Now that you've met the League, help them grow. Share photos from your walk using hashtag League of Trees or visit leagueoftrees.com to see how you can help plant a tree.